All right, listen up. Let me introduce you all to Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, who just landed in Minneapolis, Minnesota to replace Kristi Noem and Greg Bovino as the faces of Alex Pretty's execution and then the subsequent cover-up. Greg Bovino was straight up demoted. He was removed from Minneapolis after he amped up the Supervillain Act to an 11 and began to make national news for being a straight up supervillain. Kristi Noem was reassigned from interior deportations to a more quiet spot at the border. The two agents who were involved in the shooting were put on administrative leave. This is because Donald Trump is trying to throw people under the bus and avoid this government shutdown coming in 2 days, but it will not work. We need more accountability. We need ICE agents to remove the masks. We need more funding for ICE, and we need the two agents not just to have temporary administrative leave, but we need them to sit in front of a judge. We need them to explain what happened and face the consequences. The same thing with Kristi Noem, the same thing with Greg Bovino, the same thing with Tom Homan. Maybe not for this situation, but there are reports that he took $50,000 in bribes before he entered the White House. All of these people are corrupt as hell. So when Tom Homan lands and says he's going to de-escalate, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Donald Trump stayed up all throughout the night posting far-right, schizophrenic conspiracy theories about different elected officials, yet Tom Homan, who was representing Trump, is supposed to turn down the temperature really quickly. I hate this game that Republicans play where they say that Democrats need to tone down the rhetoric. They act like Governor Tim Walz is some radical, hateful human being when he's pretty lovable and nice. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is calling for the arrest and imprisonment of Tim Walz, Mayor Jacob Frey, Governor J.B. Pritzker, Governor Gavin Newsom. He wants to deport Ilhan Omar, and then initiate the Insurrection Act on most blue cities, but mainly focus on Minneapolis. These are things Trump has said in the past 2 weeks, yet they say that Democrats need to de-escalate. You want to see what Tim Walz said 2 weeks ago? He said, "I am making a direct appeal to the president. Let's turn the temperature down. Let's stop this campaign of retribution. This is not who we are." So Democrats have been trying to de-escalate this entire time, yet now Republicans kind of got the memo that none of this is popular and that it is nuking them heading into the midterm. So now, of course, Donald Trump is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's literally swiping Kristi Noem and Greg Bovino out of this situation, saying, "Get the hell out of here. You guys are unpopular. We're going to replace you." He's trying to act like they're fixing their wrongs, but in reality, they're just mobilizing more ICE agents to different states and doubling down in different ways. This video went viral just 24 hours ago. ICE is not backing down. Watch. He says, "You raise your voice, I erase your voice."
I will tell you this, brother.
What?
You know? I will tell you this. You raise your voice, I raise your voice.
If I raise my voice,
if
you'll
you
erase
raise,
my...
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious? You yeah. said, "If I raise my voice, you'll erase yeah. my voice." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is quite literally the least American thing I've ever heard. The least constitutional thing I've ever heard. If somebody raises their voice too loud, like if they hit a certain decibel threshold, you are going to murder them and erase their voice. We have a First Amendment. I think any ICE agent who actually believes that should be deported. Those ICE agents are the ones who don't believe in the Constitution, can't assimilate into a functioning society where people can protest, people can raise their voice. Even if you find it annoying, you can't just erase somebody's voice. Absolutely disgusting. And this clip getting 10 million views proves that people are paying attention. Not to mention, this guy sounds like he has a Hispanic accent too. Like, what the hell are we doing here? But then Tom Homan lands in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and claims there will be a, quote, drawdown of agents. Take a listen.
"This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here. Because we have the efficiency and safety of the jails and the prison."
So, first of all, he's not very charismatic or easy to listen to, but the message of this entire speech was that if local officials cooperate with them, they will draw down. But as I pointed out earlier, Tim Walz for weeks has been making direct appeals to the president to calm down and turn the temperature down. It's also worth pointing out, in a dense part of South Minneapolis, as Homan is saying he wants to draw down in a news conference, this was occurring. Quote, "They took a guy in a red car in front and they stopped traffic to try to take another guy and they hit his car." This is coming from Aaron Rupar, who lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Aaron Rupar is a great friend of the show that's been reporting a lot of the on-the-ground action in Minneapolis, so we can't believe the drawdown until we actually see it. We can't just let them say that they're going to draw down. Now, Senator Susan Collins did just report minutes ago that ICE has ended enhanced activities in Maine. Quote, while the Department of Homeland Security does not confirm law enforcement operations, I can report that Secretary Noem has informed me that ICE has ended its enhanced activities in the state of Maine. Tom Homan then goes on to say that this operation in Minneapolis hasn't been perfect thus far. He's like, I'm not going to claim it's been perfect. Basically admitting that Kristi Noem and Greg Bovino fucked up so badly, they had to get the hell out of there so he could come in. Therefore, throwing them under the bus. Take a listen. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, wherever you consume your news, we are there. Thank you.
That said, I'm not here because of the federal government has carried this mission out perfectly.
No shit.
First thing I said to senior staff when I walked in here is what I told you earlier. I didn't come here looking for photo ops or headlines. I come here looking for solutions. I do not want to hear that everything that's been done here has been perfect. Nothing's ever perfect, and anything can be improved on, and what we've been working on...
It's a bit of an understatement. He says, I'm not going to say everything that's been done here has been perfect. Dude, the only reason you're there is because it's been a fucking dumpster fire. Kristi Noem went from a modest governor who wasn't really a national figure to now being hated as much as Elon Musk and J.D. Vance due to situations like this, due to this situation. In the course of 1 year, Kristi Noem has gained a national profile due to her fuck-ups. And this one has even my apolitical friends that I grew up with back in Indiana in high school just like posting about how much they hate ICE and Kristi Noem. This has pissed everybody off. Peter Twinklage points out, quite a shot at jackbooted bootlicker Bovino and puppy killer Kristi, because Tom Homan is saying, in a soft way, they fucked up. But he words it as, I'm not going to say everything here was perfect. I then want to point out, while all of this is happening and while they're calling for de-escalations and cooperation, Donald Trump is quite literally escalating in the worst way possible. The president of the United States is posting far-right, fringe, lunatic conspiracy theories. I don't even know if I can call them fringe if they're now coming from the president of the United States, but they are fringe in the sense that they come from these weird dark corners of the internet that only like 0.0001% of people will ever stumble upon. Now, Donald Trump, after the assault on Ilhan Omar, after Representative Ilhan Omar was sprayed by some crazy MAGA lunatic, Trump returned to his familiar response saying that she faked it. She staged it. She staged it all. But then it gets worse. Daniel Dale from CNN reports, during his nonsense posting blitz last night, President Trump shared a social media post that falsely claimed Wisconsin has 7.4 million registered voters, millions higher than the number of actual adults in the state. In reality, Wisconsin has 3.6 million registered voters, and there's no report anywhere saying that there's 7.4. So he literally just reposts these TikToks, and these TikToks are complete lies. They just put text at the top that lie. And when you actually go to the Wisconsin website, elections.wi.gov, it very clearly says the state of Wisconsin had 3.6 million active registered voters, which tracks very perfectly with their adult population in the state. Donald Trump then continues to post more unhinged conspiracy theories. By the way, he was up from like midnight to 7 a.m. just posting QAnon schizophrenic bullshit. Daniel Dale points out, during a late night nonsense posting spree, President Trump shared two posts and a video that falsely claimed Walmart is about to shut 250 of its 303 California stores down because of the state's 22 per hour minimum wage. But the minimum wage is not even $22, first of all. It's $16.90. And Walmart tells me this morning that the mass closure claim is completely fake. In fact, they just opened a new store in California last month. Governor Newsom's office posted a tweet expressing disbelief and pointed out an even wilder inaccurate conspiracy theory that Trump had also floated about Governor Newsom. He said, we cannot believe we have to say any of this out loud. We cannot believe this is real life. And we truly cannot believe this man has the nuclear codes. Here's the original post from Donald Trump in which he again is quoting some random Twitter account named MAGA X Times. It's probably not even based in the United States. The Twitter account is spreading straight up disinformation that they're based off. Is this an AI? This looks like a complete AI video.
Right now, at this very moment, Walmart is preparing to shut down more than...
I can't believe this. This is AI. The president of the United States is falling for this bait that you find in the corner of Facebook. And then he's sharing it as if it's an official statement on his Truth Social. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.